Reporter Chris Nottle of the BBC has been in northern Iraq since the fighting broke out there more than a week ago. He is in Sulaymaniyah and was the last major stronghold of the PUK, the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, that was just overtaken by the KDP, the Kurdistan Democratic Party, backed by Saddam Hussein.
It was amazingly bloodless. In the end, there was less than an hour of fighting here. The KDP captured the city last night after some shooting at the governor's office. The PUK factions quickly fled. The city was almost deserted, it seemed, this morning when I came in. People were locked behind their front doors, or they had fled towards the border. They had been listening to the propaganda that the PUK had been putting out that Saddam Hussein's forces were on their way.
And you say that they, Saddam Hussein's forces, are not on their way, that it's simply the rival and victorious Kurdish faction that's there.
That's right. We know that Saddam Hussein's army was involved in the capture of Erbil, the regional capital, on August the 31st. We know that perhaps there was long-range shelling by the Iraqis as the KDP advanced earlier this week. But the actual capture of Sulaymaniyah didn't seem to have anything at all to do with Iraqi forces.
Now, when you say that the PUK fled and that Sulaymaniyah was deserted virtually when you got there, where have people fled to, and how many people do you figure are actually fleeing?
Well, originally we heard reports of 50,000 to 75,000. Iran said 500,000. I think that's out of the question, but certainly around 50,000 people fled the city. Most went towards the Iranian border. The most desperate situation we've heard of is at a place called Pengina, which is very close to the border. There's around 5,000 to 10,000 people there. Mixed in with refugees are PUK guerrillas. They're heavily armed. They're desperate. They're cornered by the KDP, and the Iranian border is closed, so there's no escape there. There are wounded on stretchers. There's no water, no sanitation, and families are camping in minefields.
Now that you've seen the KDP take over Sulaymaniyah, and considering that they have made all these advances of the past week, with at least the indirect support of Saddam Hussein and the central Iraqi government and the army, when they take over, do they raise the emblem of Iraq? Do they still insist that this is an autonomous or an independent Kurdistan? Or what do you see in the way of signs of sovereignty there?
This is a hard thing to think around. The KDP says it believes that this is Iraq, that they are Iraqi Kurds, and they believe in Iraq's territorial integrity. At the same time, they've suffered enormously from President Saddam Hussein. The whole of the Kurdish people have. But it seems that the KDP may be coming to some kind of accommodation with President Saddam Hussein. We've heard there may be some deal struck on autonomy in the next couple of days. And as a prelude to that, perhaps President Saddam Hussein announced today that he was lifting the economic embargo on the north. He was issuing pardons. He was allowing free movement. Masoud Barzani, the leader of the KDP, does appear to be ready to perhaps strike some deal with Saddam Hussein, which many of the Kurds will think is mad because the man cannot be trusted. But at the same time, Masoud Barzani now does have control of all of the major cities of northern Iraq. He may feel he has the strength to do that and to preserve some kind of territorial integrity for the Kurds within Iraq.
Reporter Chris Nuttall of the BBC spoke to us from Sulaymaniyah in northern Iraq.